Welcome to the Nurture Hub Pregnancy and Birth Podcast with your hosts, Shari Lyon and Nicola Lay.
Together, we bring over 30 years of experience in working with women and partners through education, breathing, mindfulness, and evidence-based information, and nurturing you through this transformation into motherhood.
Join us on this journey as we connect with women and partners, mentoring, supporting, and navigating the ups and downs of becoming parents.
Good afternoon.
Good morning, good evening, wherever you are.
We're separate today.
Zooming we are
in from different places.
Yes, I have a child sick at home and you have a sick husband at home too.
I do. Well, kind of, you know, man flu and all the things.
Yeah.
Not spreading.
But we
love.
Haven't done a solo episode in a little while, so we thought we'd come on and we were chatting about some different topics, and I think what was coming up for me and what I'm seeing a lot is wanting to empower you in understanding how to make informed decisions.
Mm.
And what does that actually even mean? What is an informed decision? Well, it can be different for everyone. There's no right or wrong way in making decisions.
Absolutely not. I'm making a decision is it from fear or is it from this is what my body is asking for? Mm-hmm. And such a big difference in that. When you're making a decision from a fear-based, a fear-based topic or from a fear-based caregiver, it creates such a tension in that decision-making when actually every part of you might be completely the opposite inside. It might be saying, that's not what I want, but I don't have a choice.
Yeah. Mm. I think that's why it's so important to sit with yourself, to sit with your birth partner, whoever it is that is going to be supporting you in this space. And first of all, discussing what it is you want for this birth straight up. What do you want for this experience? What does this experience mean to you? And then when you have an idea or a desire with the kind of experience that you want to create, then it's about asking yourself questions and sourcing information so you feel confident when it's time for you to make decisions.
Yeah. And sitting with your sort of everything ahead of you, like we often talk about maps of birth, which we've had a beautiful podcast on before, but sitting and looking at your birth like a huge roadmap and thinking there are so many ways that our birth can roll out. There's the preference ones, the ones that we would love and the ones that we see that we really want to aspire to have. And then there's a reality of sometimes what does happen. And then you have different roads that can take different moments, and looking at it all with curiosity rather than just, you know, this is the only way. And often we get stuck into this is the only way from, you know, like you always teach in hypnobirthing from when you watch films or you want to one born every 5 minutes or whatever it is, you know, births are not like that. They can be clearly,
but
looking at everything and thinking, well, what kind of, if I was curious about the birth that's coming up ahead, what kind of birth am I dreaming of? And that's often coming from heart center rather than fear center. And that can create such a different way of thinking and looking at your birth, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's important to understand if you are having any fears or reservations come up, that's normal. Mm-hmm. That's normal also because we're conditioned in our birth culture to fear birth. Mm-hmm. So unpacking what those fears are first up and really kind of talking about it and going, well, why do I fear birth being so painful? Because I've not gone through this before. So do I really know if it's going to be a painful experience? And if it is going to be an intense experience, then what can I do to prepare my mind and body for this intense transformational energy that's going to be moving through me so that I don't allow the intensity to stop me from achieving the goal that I want. But we are so scared and always preparing for the worst, and especially when it comes to birth, especially in preparation for birth, everyone just shares most of the time the worst that happened to them in birth. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that if you are listening to this and you've had a previous birth experience, I'm not saying don't share your story, but you know, every story is unique and needs to be shared. But if you're a first-time mum and you are having people projecting their birth story onto you, and you're noticing the trend of the negative sharing, then, you know, ask instead of maybe asking them, well, what did they do to prepare for birth? How can I prepare differently?
Yeah, looking at it differently.
Looking at exactly. And that's the thing. Change the way you think about birth, and the way you birth will change. So instead of focusing on everything that could go wrong, what can you do with educating yourself, getting lots of knowledge, having tools and techniques for you to feel confident in your body first up, but then understanding that, yes, sometimes special circumstances do arise and you need to be prepared for the suggestions, because they are going to come. They are going to come. If you are birthing in a hospital system, you will at some point get some kind of suggestion of an intervention.
Absolutely.
But notice how quickly that suggestion comes in, how you ask questions to help you gain more information so you understand all of your options, and that's going to help you feel confident in the decision making. Because if you don't ask the questions, you are going to make the decisions based off fear. And especially when the language that is used in our system is very fear-based, you need to understand and prepare for that and already have some knowledge and tools, like advocating for yourself and asking questions, for you to feel confident with the information that you're going to receive or source yourself, to then step back, take some time, assess the benefits, risks, and alternatives to make that decision.
Absolutely. And I think as soon as you question something, whether it's to health, you know, health provider, partner, friends, family, you know, they all, everybody likes to share their thoughts and opinions, which can digress and change the way that you make a decision very easily. As soon as you question it with curiosity, I love that word, you change the feeling of the answer that you get back, because someone then goes, oh, you're questioning me. Maybe I made that bigger than it was. Maybe I made that sound more dramatic than it needed to be. And I think especially when you're with caregivers, asking them, questioning the things that they're saying to you and asking them again and again, because once you question it, they actually have to think about their answer a lot more rather than it just coming off the tongue because it's what they're used to saying. And yes, as soon as you question something, that kind of stops them in their tracks, because then they're like, well, okay, so this person wants to know about this a little bit deeper. Well, here's evidence, here's this. And you can even question that again. And I think it's so good when you question it, because you're then conscious about how you want to birth and how that looks like.
Exactly. Because there's no right or wrong way to make a decision. We are all different in how we make decisions, and how you as a mother make a decision maybe with your partner, it could be very different to another mother, because there's a lot of factors that come into decision making. It comes down to our own personal beliefs, our values, our perceptions, the information that we've been given, how it's being delivered to us. And I'm just going to use this as an example, because within the system and how information is given to us very fear-based, they can use language like, well, if we don't induce your labor at 41 weeks, then your risk of stillbirth rises. And I hate saying that, because that can trigger, it can trigger us. And that's exactly
we hear this a lot, though. This is common.
Yes, and this is why I want to use this as the main example. But that statement right there is not giving you all of the information. It is a very elusive statement. Yes, there is truth to it, but you need to understand, okay, well, what exactly is the risk? And how does that risk apply to you in your pregnancy? These are the kinds of questions you need to come up with. Because, I've taken this out of Dr. Rachel Reed's book, Why Induction Matters. The risk of stillbirth around 41 completed weeks is 0.3%. Okay, it's after 42 weeks, it jumps from 0.3% to 0.5%. But let me just reword this now, because if you were actually told at 41 weeks, your baby actually has a 99.7% chance of survival, can you see how the perception of that information could totally change your decision-making?
Absolutely.
But they're focused on such, and again, how you perceive data is very individual, and that may not be a risk you want to take, but you need to be given all of the information to feel confident in making the decision, not just someone telling you, well, if you don't do this on what we're recommending, then something's going to happen to your baby, because it's not necessarily the case for you and your pregnancy, because we are all different. So there's a lot when it comes to making the decision. We need to understand how we're giving in the information, the questions that we ask. And again, I'm going to take this from Binny. Please go back and listen to that episode. We'll link that in the show notes. Her episode was just such an awakening for me. And in that, I mean, we've been working with her for a long time. Claire, she's your mentor, but wow, like when she said the statement of the quality of the questions you ask determine the quality of the answers you get, it just hit me like a massive like light bulb. And it's just such a powerful statement that if you are being recommended an intervention or a cesarean or an epidural, that we need to ask really good quality questions and fully understand what the risks are. What's the risks if we do take the intervention? What's the risk of the intervention itself? And that should be explained to you, but it really never is. And I'm sure you'll find this with your clients as well.
Absolutely. And I think also, you're not alone in your birth. Your partner also is one of the biggest decision makers in the active birth part. You know, having them understand about making decisions as well, because in your birth process, it's really down to them as birth keepers in the room to be able to answer things for you without disturbing you from your birth process. And I think often women take everything by themselves. We've got to do this on our own, and hopefully our husbands or our partner will be on board. Well, they created this with you, so they have to make those decisions. They're a joint thing. Like, this is how your baby gets born into the world, is by the choices and the decisions that you make. So you have to both know that this is feeling good for both of you. So I think also understanding that in that birth process, for us particularly, when our birth was kind of going a little bit out of control, they were making decisions about whether to have the emergency C-section. But, you know, both myself and my partner were on board with that decision because it was an emergency situation. But we did still ask questions. We still did make decisions together. And I think sometimes I notice when I'm holding space and supporting in birth, how quick a partner will go into that fawn, go really quiet and appease. And then the woman has to step into making decisions, which then changes the energy inside the birth. And I've just been working with a beautiful lady who's just actually had the most spectacular birth with her little boy, having had quite a traumatic birth the first time around. And that the birth itself was going really, really well. And it was the midwife that made a decision for them that changed the direction of how their birth went. Now, she obviously made an informed decision, and I'm not speaking out of turn on that midwife, but however, she changed how that birth went. Didn't ask so many questions, made an assumption, made the decision for them. They appeased and they went into a birth that wasn't great for them. And now I've spent the last 6 months like working with deep fear to create a different outcome to birth. And we did it, we got there, and she did it. She was spectacular. Her partner was completely on board. But that was 6 months of fear release work to not replicate the same birth over one person's decision. So imagine if you do go into your birth and you are able to ask questions and you have a supportive partner with you, how different that birth can be when you're making really conscious decisions together because you're both not in fear.
And I think that's another like a point to make as well, is that when you do your own research, when you consciously ask questions, if you're hearing a suggestion, empowering yourself more to fully understand why this suggestion is being made, what the benefits of what they're suggesting, what the risks are there any alternatives, could you have some time, and what you're doing then is when it comes to making the decision, you're actually also taking responsibility for the decisions that you make. And that's a big thing. And I think a lot of parents who are going in with fear, maybe they have no idea this kind of information is available to them because they are expecting the caregivers to be the one to give them all the information.
Yeah.
And we just need to be blatantly honest with you and tell you that they won't give you all of the options. That when they are told that, well, this is what we recommend, this is what we're going to do, or we won't allow you to do something, they're basically giving all of the responsibility over to the medical caregiver. And that's a big responsibility for someone else to have and feel. So I'm going to speak on the side of our caregivers as well. They don't want anything happening to you. And just as we may want to control things, they too, as a human, want to control the outcome so that they feel safe, because they are more inclined to get sued or have litigation if they don't do something than if they do something and then something happens. Because in our system, it's more of a, well, we did this for the safety of your baby. Whereas if they feel that they're not doing it, then that's where the fear of litigation comes from.
Absolutely.
And we need to understand we're birthing in a big, like quite a big fear-based system. And when you're able to have this, or have really good education, have really good support, asking all of the questions, you can have really good conversations with them, that actually helps them help you more. And it helps them advocate for you within the system that they work in. And I've had this, I teach midwives, I teach doctors. I had a doctor in my class on the weekend, and to see this dad, this doctor kind of sitting there and just like, nodding his head and agreeing and being like, I don't think even he was, you know, as a doctor, hasn't even had this information shared with him in this kind of a way, which causes a whole different thought process, a whole different perception, and now could create a whole different experience for them.
Yeah, what a ripple effect that will have for all the mums that he'll get to, you know, be part of their care. It's so amazing. I remember teaching a couple that you also taught a few years ago now, and I remember I supported them in the midst of their birth, and he went into full appease, just shut down, and I had to actually get quite stern with him on the phone at like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Because he was a student doctor, wasn't he?
I think he was, yeah.
He was
in
residency.
That's right.
He was a doctor himself.
He did. So he went into this full like, oh my gosh, I'm out of control. I can't say what I need for us. I can't advocate for my wife here because, you know, they know more than me. And I said to him, it's not about you. This is about your part. Your wife is birthing. Listen to her voice, like close your eyes. Like, we had to get him really regulated so he could make really good decisions. They ended up having a great birth, but they went into full fear. So yeah, it's really amazing that, you know, when you're working with people and you see that roller coaster that you go on when you enter into pregnancy, and how easy it can spin out of control by one person's thought or one person's comment and assumption as well. I've really been talking about assumption a lot with people at the moment, is don't assume that someone knows something, or don't assume that they're going to tell you, or, you know, don't make assumptions about what your partner might be thinking. Like, just talk from your truth, say what you need, and ask really good questions. I think that's the greatest part to look at decision making, is ask really good questions, don't assume, and just speak.
No. Don't you think? And I think that's where you and I can help, like anyone
absolutely
listening. We, as birth coaches, that's what we do. We're not here to tell you that there's just one way to birth your baby. If you would like help with decision making, we can help you stimulate the questions to get you better answers. We will never tell you to go against medical advice, but what we can do is, as your birth coaches, is help you see things in a different perspective, maybe provide you with some more information to get or come up with some good questions. And I've done this. And you actually, if you do the full hypnobirthing course with me, my full phone and email support is included. And I have every week, I have at least a couple of my clients calling me saying, Shari, this is the suggestions that we're getting. I don't know what to do. I'm feeling very nervous. And we go into, okay, let's see how is this making you feel? Now let's think more logically and analytically. Have they recommended this or given this as an option to you? And even after a 15-minute call, it just helps calm the nervous system out of fear to go, no, hang on a minute. This is my birth, and I have the right to ask these questions. And why? And a lot of them actually say, God, it was like I was in that room and this suggestion came in and it just all went out the window. And I'm like, that's the response that fear does. That's the physical protective, like, get me out of here, so that rational analytical thinking is really limited. And that's why it's important that if you are going to, or if you have any suggestions of intervention or something that is not what you were originally hoping for, ask for time to step away, even if it's just 15 minutes to go for a walk outside, not in the presence of the caregivers, and sit for a moment and start to ask yourself some questions, calm your nervous system down, or book in with us and we can help you.
I do think that sometimes talking to people that are external of your immediate birth team can really create quite a different outcome. And the one thing I do want to thread into this is that I'd say majority of birth, midwives, OBs, they don't wake up each day and go, right, we're going to make birth really doozy. They want to facilitate a great birth. So we're not against the medical system at all, but you know, everybody, we're humans, we all have our way of being able to either express our fear, feel it. Everybody has fear. It's part of life. We're either born through fear or born through love. And if you are thinking about, you know, this can go wrong as a caregiver, you're always going to come from that perspective. So being the more conscious person as the patient, if you start asking questions, it humanizes the answer, so that person that's getting asked those questions go, oh yeah, okay, I see this couple now and I can see what they're asking for. And I think also it makes you look like you really are wanting to have a different outcome than the normal. So yeah, I feel like it's interesting, like everybody brings their fear into the room, no matter who it is. And that's why it's important to have coaching. That's why it's important to be able to have other people other than your immediate family or partner that are holding space for you. Because, you know, we see hundreds and hundreds of people a year birthing babies. And I spend hours and hours and hours talking about this subject, fear. It's the biggest thing that I talk about. And it's amazing, because fear can be completely changed by question and togetherness and support and feeling loved and feeling really held. It makes such a huge difference in your birth process. And that's the simplicity of it, really.
It really does. It really does. So if you want to work with either one of us, we will put our handles and details below. I have just released options to for just birth coaching. So not, that's not doing the whole hypnobirthing program with me, but I've got a 60 minute and 90 minute birth coaching option. And we actually have another pregnancy retreat that we have scheduled coming up, and that will be on Saturday, the 2nd of September on the Gold Coast in the hinterland. It is a 3 hours. Please note that this is not an educational experience. It is a embodied experience of connection. And Nicola, you can talk to how you bring in the beautiful breath.
Yeah, we sink into a lovely breath that just releases your body and brings you really connected to your baby and your birth process. Yeah, it's really special.
Connecting
with other women that are all walking the same journey. And that's really special, feeling that you're not alone and learning from each other. We learned so much from each other in that circle that we took from that last retreat. It was so empowering.
And the connection, you're right. The connection was such a big part of it. We get you journaling. So asking yourself some questions. Well, we ask you some questions to ask yourself. To allow your higher self to speak through you and connect in with what it is that you want, to help you get out of that alert fear thinking into really kind of delving into going, what do you want? And it's such a beautiful experience. So I will be putting that up on the website, and we will put that in the show notes as well. There is only limited tickets available, no more than, I think, what, 12 or 13, didn't we agreed on?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, around that. Yeah.
Last one, it was amazing, and this one is going to sell out as well. So you are the first to hear it here on this episode. But we hope that this has helped you in making decisions and asking some questions.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you for listening today.
We hope that you've enjoyed this episode and that it's helped you on your own journey. We would love it if you would subscribe and leave us a review.
To learn more about our individual online or face-to-face courses or be mentored by us for your own birth, please see our show notes for the links to our programs.